Hi, everyone. How's it going? Good? Good. So...
No, before, it's not. It is not going good.
Before we talk about this this fever dream, I just have a quick little announcement in case you guys missed the community post I made the other day. So if you haven't been following on YouTube, we're not doing daily uploads anymore because every episode is now on YouTube. So... it'll be now once a week, either Monday or Wednesdays. We're still figuring that part out, but
yeah, it might go back and forth. We don't know yet.
Yeah, exactly. But point is, it'll be Mondays or Wednesdays, and the episode number should now correlate to the upload number. So, if you're only watching on Spotify, it won't affect you. But if you're watching on YouTube, that's mainly what this announcement is for. So, there you go. So now let's talk about this fucking movie.
Just so many things.
All right, so I first heard about this movie from Chris Stuckman, actually. He did a Hilariosity review of it, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I saw somebody in the comments talking about that. I don't know how I know about it. I think I saw a trailer or something. I knew I was aware of it. I'm fairly certain I tried to watch it at one point, and I did not make it far in.
Yeah, so during the COVID pandemic, I looked at my uncle. I was like, we have to watch this fucking movie. And we both laughed from how absurdly bad it was. And I have now seen it multiple times because I feel like I need to show other people.
You are just the worst kind of person.
This movie stars John Travolta, who's playing Moose. Who,
does it ever say what his real name is?
Nope, just Moose.
Okay, I didn't think so.
And I hate to be this crude about it, but I'm gonna. He's very clearly heavily autistic.
Yeah, which nobody in the movie seems to realize, or they do, and they just don't care.
Devin Sawa's character clearly doesn't notice.
No, not at all. Like, he doesn't say anything relating to that element of him. Like, he doesn't mention it or acknowledge it at all. It's very interesting.
Even though it's blatantly obvious.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem to be aware of it.
Devin Sawa plays an actor named Hunter Dunbar, who Moose's character is obsessed with.
His name is Casper. His name will always be Casper.
Final Destination?
No. Casper.
Did Devin Sawa play Casper?
He played the when he turns into a real boy for a minute.
I did not know that.
I always remember him from that.
See, what I find ironic about this movie is that John Travolta's obsessed with Devin Sawa. In the music video for Eminem's song Stan, Devin Sawa plays Stan, who's obsessed with Eminem. So I find this kind of funny.
Maybe that was on purpose?
I doubt Fred Durst is that competent.
What else is Fred Durst done? I'm not very familiar with him.
He's the lead singer of Limp Bizkit.
Okay, so that's why they mentioned that. I did not know that at all.
So on the nose that I laughed.
Wait, but did you say that? You might have said that last week. You did say that last week. I completely forgot about that.
Well, that's good that you forgot about it.
So that is why there's that random little bit about, you want to listen to Limp Bizkit?
And he's like obsessing over it. Like, yo, this is hot. This is nice. Moose's whole motive in this movie is, I want to meet Hunter Dunbar. Now I want to go stalk Hunter Dunbar.
He only says it a couple of times.
Only a handful of times. Like, dude, his first line of dialogue in the movie is, I can't talk too long, I gotta poo. And
That just gives you everything you need to know.
That shop he's in, you can see like a statue of Vegeta in the background behind the cashier. There's a bunch of random merch in there.
How did I miss something like that? Maybe I was just so distracted by John Travolta and why he agreed to this movie.
Bro, like, he's constantly like rubbing his own ear and sniffing it. He's bouncing back and forth constantly.
It's a stemming. He was trying to throw that kind of stuff in, but I don't get it. I mean, how many people got offended by this movie?
You got to think about that too. Like, who?
That's why I'm just like, why did John Travolta agree to this? Like, or like, hell, make the movie. You want to make the movie, but why not just make him an overly obsessive crazy person? Why add that extra offensive element? Why do you want that on your movie?
Because you can imagine, like, someone who is autistic or someone who's related to somebody who's autistic watching this. Like, this is a very surface level showing of what an autistic person is like. And
well, because I mean, they basically make it that everything that happens in this movie happens because he's autistic. That's how it plays, and it's like, yeah, there's plenty of autistic people out there that don't that this no,
I don't no. stalk people.
There is something else wrong with him, but they don't acknowledge that.
And like, his only friend is this young girl whose name I don't remember, but like,
yeah, I don't either.
They imply that she pays his rent at one point.
Yeah, but even with that, I'm still like, how did he make it this far in life with what else? I don't know what else is wrong with him. Whatever else is wrong with him. Because something else is going on. He might just be crazy. I don't know.
His job is absurd. Like, dressing up as this British guy and standing on Hollywood Boulevard trying to get tip money.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Like, what was the point of that?
What was the point of the other guys next to him that were they're just bullies for a few minutes? And like that never amounts to anything. They're just there. The guy stabs his nose and whatever. Like, what was the point of those other characters?
There isn't.
I thought the way it was going to go was like the cop dude is telling him, "Hey, I'm proud of you." And he's like, "Oh, okay, cool. So I'm going to be meaner or something." Like, I thought that's where that was going. And then it just doesn't go anywhere.
No, that cop character's in like two scenes. And then you never see it. There's like a flashback of Moose's childhood at one point, and they don't go into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought there was going to be something important there, and then again, didn't go anywhere. It was just, look, he's watching Night of the Living Dead, and then that's it. It's like, oh, okay, so he likes movies. We know that. We know he likes movies. Horror movies, especially.
Yeah, dude, the part where he, like, breaks into that party, and is just like, I only want a milkshake. Is Hunter Dunbar here? I want to see Hunter. I'm a fan.
The best part was that the bartender didn't know who Hunter Dunbar was. And like, so I'm like, okay, so this guy's not even that famous.
But he's the best actor in the world. Okay. Sure, buddy.
The other thing I found strange about Travolta agreeing to this is apparently his late son was on the spectrum. So, like, I just have so many questions that cannot be properly expressed. Like, the biggest one is, why does this movie even exist?
See, that's the real question. And John Travolta was praising this movie in interviews. Like, it's one of my favorite movies, and I can't believe people are responding so well to it. Who responded well to this movie, John?
Who? I actually did see, again, just like with Blood and Honey 1, I did see some positive comments on this. And I'm just like, what movie did you watch? Because I did not see it.
Like, the part...
I was trying to figure out something. Was the guy in the store at the beginning scamming him? I assumed so, but I'm not really sure.
I don't think so.
Okay, I couldn't tell because it seemed like he's like, oh, I could take advantage of this guy. Like it's a fake vest or something, but or is it not the fake vest and the $300 was a good deal? I could not tell with that.
See, I don't think he was scamming him. I think he was just like, I'm going to cut you a break because you spend a lot of money in this store.
Or was it the real vest? It just wasn't worth $300. That's another thing.
Yeah, that could be that too. But, like, the part where he finally tries to meet the guy and then follows him outside.
Yeah, bro. That's where I'm like, oh, this is going to go great. This is very uncomfortable. This just, like, I kept thinking that throughout the movie. I'm just like, this is very uncomfortable.
And I know the movie's trying to paint the actor as the asshole.
No, but that's the thing, is most of the time, like, he does come off a little harsh, sure. But most of the time, his response is, yeah. I mean, the first time, the way he talks to him in the alley, it's like, okay, yeah, sure, maybe you could have toned it down a little bit. But again, I get that he's annoyed that the guy just followed him out. That's not okay. And again, he doesn't seem to realize that there's something else going on with Moose. And then...
But then you show up at his fucking house.
And then after that, I'm like, okay, any response he has here, like, kind of justified. He doesn't hit him or anything. He writes aggressively on his shirt. It's like, okay. He did ask for an autograph. That was just a very aggressive way to do it. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, he just showed up at your house.
Dude, he came with a letter later on and then, like, kills his maid?
Yeah, that's where I was. And then, he never even acknowledges that happened either. I'm just like...
It's like he doesn't process what happened.
No, not at all. Which, again, like, that's not... Just because he's autistic, he doesn't know that he just killed somebody? No, that's not how that...
That's a nose. You have a nosebleed. That's
yeah, no, that's a nosebleed. I'm like, she's dead, bro.
I had a nosebleed. It wasn't good.
And then he walks inside. He's like, all that money and no ice cream. Yeah, focusing on the real problems right after you just killed someone.
Dude, and he's just like using the guy's toothbrush. He's like sniffing it.
There's clearly something else wrong with Moose, but the movie does not.
I love the part where he's hiding under the kid's bed, and there's a toy of Age of Extinction Grimlock just on the floor.
How did I miss these? I was so distracted by how bad the movie was that I was missing those things in the bed.
Age of Extinction Grimlock is just on the floor. He pulls it under specific. His bed.
Oh, and I hadn't seen Devin Sawa in a while, but he's starting to look like a mix between Gerard Butler and Aaron Paul.
Yeah, he is.
I'm like, what? What? He looks so different.
And like, dude, why his friend thought it was a good idea to give him that app to find houses of celebrities is beyond me.
Did you catch? I caught at least two names. I went back and rewound it. I didn't know most of the names, but I did catch right off the bat Tyler Durden at 1999. I was like, oh, okay, Fight Club. And then Jack Torrance on Overlook. I don't even need to explain that one.
No, you don't.
But there were a few other names. I actually looked the other ones up. I couldn't get as clear answers. Maybe it was just those two that were references.
I'd have to look again, to be honest with you.
But yeah, Tyler Durden and Jack Torrance. It was like, okay, yeah, I know who those are.
Oh, man. And why did she think that was a good idea? You know what your friend is like. What made you think this was a good idea? So many questions. You know what I didn't understand either?
Why Hunter Dunbar doesn't take better care of his plants?
Besides that.
Oh, okay. No, then I don't know.
Why were there drawings just in between the acts?
Yeah, that whole time I was like, I don't know. I didn't get it.
There are just drawings. I don't understand.
They didn't seem to really do or represent anything.
No, it was just, what?
Yeah.
And like, dude, when he was taking pictures of himself in Hunter Dunbar's house, shouldn't he have just immediately gotten arrested?
Yeah, I don't think anybody ever outed him, but that's the other thing. Actually, I'll come back to that in a minute, but yeah, like, remember that point. But I was like, yeah, when he first breaks in, it's just, luckily for Moose, Hunter's super heavily medicated. Otherwise, the second he dropped his phone on him, it would have been over.
Yeah. Like, he sleeps there. He sleeps in Hunter Dunbar's house.
Right next to him, basically.
Oh, my.
What medication was that? Because then later he's able to tie him up, move him, and no, did he move him? No, he's in bed. Tie him up.
That was
without him even noticing. The thing I didn't get though was that he burned all his Hunter collectible things right before doing that. So I was like, so is he still a fan or not? Because I'm getting mixed messages here.
Yeah, dude, I kind of laughed at the part where he started choking out that one bully.
Mm. And then the cop immediately is like, I'm proud of you.
And he starts going on, I hope Freddy Krueger comes and chops off your head.
And then I was trying to remember, did Freddy ever cut off anybody's head? Because those claws can't do that.
I mean, probably.
I was just trying to think back, and I was like, I don't remember any decapitation. There must be one in all those movies.
It'd be weird if there wasn't.
That's more of a Jason thing.
Yeah. Speaking of Jason.
What?
When he breaks into Hunter's house, ties him down, dresses up like fucking Jason.
Accidental segue.
Yeah, but dude, like, he goes on this like rant about Hunter, and he's taking it so personally, even though you murdered his maid. How Hunter didn't notice his maid was dead in his backyard this whole time is beyond me. But
he didn't seem to be aware of his backyard at all throughout the movie. Like other things that were happening, he just didn't seem to ever pay attention to it.
But John Travolta's going on about Hunter, even though we can all look at you, Moose, and be like, you're the problem here.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. I was like, does his friend, like, his friend knows that he broke in, and knows that he broke in.
He told her, and he put pictures all over his they don't specify which social media, they just say social media. But
so I'm like, she must be aware that something's wrong with him. So when he shows up, we're almost there. So he pranks Hunter, ties him up, mentions the lack of ice cream again, which is very, very important. Apparently good at tying knots from YouTube. Hunter
manipulates him into freeing him, and then shoots off his fingers.
Yeah, actually, my first thought there was, why did you aim for his hand?
Because it was almost like he wanted to like torture him instead of just outright kill him.
Yeah, but then he does a little bit. It looked like he was going to shoot him in the head, was just like, no, can't do it, and then tries again. No, can't do it. And then it
stabs I was a bit him in unclear. The fucking eye.
I think what happened there was he was about to full on stab him and then pulled back at the last second. Because then after that, he's just like, yeah, I'm not enjoying this. And then he lets him go.
Bro, that, as much as Moose has been annoying him, to go to go on full on murderous rampage like that is a little extreme.
That's the thing. I think he was going to kill him, but then decided, no, I don't like this.
And then I thought it was kind of funny how he just opens the door and just is like, bye.
Yeah.
You can just go with your day.
So, yeah, you mentioned the pictures that he posted everywhere, and that's where I'm like, all right, so there is proof that Moose broke into his house while he was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to believe that Hunter gets blamed for Dora's death.
Make it make sense.
Right. And then I assume he also got charged with Moose's assault.
Even though there's enough evidence to support the fact that this guy has been stalking you, creeping on you. He broke into your fucking house, took pictures of it.
And there's no evidence at all that he killed Dora.
Even though you could probably look on Dora's body and see Moose's fingerprints on her nose, but whatever.
Yeah, no, that's where I was like, they're trying to make it as if Hunter gets blamed for everything, but I'm like, there's so many reasons why he wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. But he does, and it's dumb. It's dumb.
Yeah. So, I don't know, were they trying to frame Hunter as the bad guy? Because it didn't work.
No, every time I watch this movie, I'm always like, yeah,
how many times have you seen this?
More than I should have.
Zero is the number you should be watching this movie.
But
I've
seen it a few times, actually.
God, why would you? I'm never watching this again. You're really good at finding one-star movies. I mean, you didn't actually recommend Blood and Honey 1. I just had to watch it to get to 2. But this is now 2 one-star movies you have made me watch.
Technically, I didn't make you watch the first one.
Yeah, how am I supposed to watch the second one without watching the first one? You can't do that.
I mean, technically you can, because they pretend the first one's not real.
I didn't know that. That was a surprise. And honestly, it was worth watching the first movie just for that surprise.
So you technically got more merit out of Blood and Honey than this.
Oh, easily, yeah. It was baffling how bad Blood and Honey was, just because it's like, you have to try to make a movie that bad. This was just like, I don't know, it was just bad. There's nothing redeeming about this movie.
Not even a little. Like, and as you were saying, like, they tried to frame Devin Sawa, or I guess Hunter, to be the bad guy. No. He's just like, dude, you're stalking me. You keep stalking him, I'm gonna fuck you up. And he doesn't stop stalking him, so he gets fucked up.
But again, I'm unclear. Were they trying to make it like Hunter is the bad guy there?
I think they were trying to make you think Hunter's the bad guy.
Because, I mean, yeah, he doesn't seem like he's a nice dude, but he also doesn't seem like a bad guy. Like, again, he could have totally, he would have been right to kill Moose at the end, given the circumstances, and then he just doesn't.
No, he doesn't seem like the world's shittiest person. Like,
no, he hurts Moose, and he feels bad about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Clearly not that bad of a dude.
No. No, he was really just like, okay, yeah, enough's enough with your bullshit. But, and then making it out like Moose is this innocent, childlike character. No. Alright, and look, I get they're trying to push the autistic angle. And I'm sorry if anyone's taking offense by what we're saying, but
we didn't say anything at all offensive about autistic people. I think this movie is offensive to autistic people, mm-hmm. but that's because it makes it seem
it's
because of his autism that these things happen. Like,
just
that's
because
not,
you're autistic, you're not going to go out and stalk somebody. Even autistic people know right from wrong most of the time.
In most cases, yes. I mean, it's as long as, you know, they're not insane. But again, not at all related to autism. That's totally a separate thing.
I know autistic people who would never go and do something like this because they know better. And,
yeah, I really don't know what this movie was trying to do, but it failed at all of it.
If you're just with a bunch of friends and you want to get drunk and riff on a shitty movie, go ahead and watch it. It's free on Amazon Prime. Do I recommend it? Absolutely fucking not. It's objectively horrible. It's really fucking bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Do I recommend it? No, but you did. You did recommend it because I watched it.
I didn't watch it. I didn't recommend it. I just made us watch it for the show. Because sometimes we got to talk about some bullshit. But, oh boy, yeah. This was certainly an experience. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm out of stuff to say.
Yeah, me too. So, Cody, next week, what we got, buddy?
I actually thought about it ahead of time for once.
I'm so
proud of you. Actually, it's literally the first time, and we've been doing this for, what, two and a half months?
Something like that.
It's the first time I remembered ahead of time. Oh, man. You know, let's do I had a few here, but I think I want to do Prey from the Predator series.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Perfect. Yeah, so to offset, hopefully, some of this crappy.
All right, so with that, I know what I'm going to switch to next week. Perfect.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. Movie. What?
It's going to be an alien movie.
It might be an alien movie.
Yeah, it's totally going to be an alien movie. You're going to watch that show, Alien Earth?
I might. I'm actually a fan of Alien, so I might.
I don't know how they're going to have the budget for a show like that, though, so it'll be interesting to see how that works.
Doesn't that start in, like, August?
I don't know. I just saw a trailer for it, so I assume it's soon.
I think it comes out soon, but... All right. I've been actually meaning to watch Prey, so this is good.
Perfect.
I think it's on Disney Plus, and I have Disney Plus, so...
Yeah, it should be. Because it was a Hulu original when it came out.
Okay. And then, yeah, you could do Disney Hulu bundle. So that's perfect. All right, guys. So thank you for watching this this episode. And next time, we'll be talking about Prey, which I've heard is great. So,
well, it's definitely not The Fanatic, that's for sure.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.